Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you? Hello? Hello? Bank of Cardiff.
I'm trying to reach Zachary Miller, please.
Speaking.
Zachary, my name is Susan Kelly. I'm with Kelson Linens. You left me a message.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I was following up on the online application we had received from you earlier today.
Right.
I just wanted to see if you had a little bit of time to talk and, just get a better idea of what you're looking to do.
Okay. Sure. What do you need to know?
Okay. So it looked like you were for inventory. Are you guys, is this a busier time of year for you towards the winter or?
Yes, we did. Fact is, we just finished a 7-day trade show, so I have a stack of orders to fulfill.
Awesome, awesome. So that's always a good thing.
Right.
So just a couple quick qualifying questions as well. Are you familiar with working capital loans and how they work? Have you ever taken one of those out before?
I have not. I know how line of credits work. I have not taken out a working capital loan, so I'm not familiar.
Sure. I'll let you know how it works. So we're able to lend 10 to 15% of the top line revenue of what you had done the year previous. So by chance, would you know a ballpark of the sales for the business in 2015?
I'm going to say, I know my accountant's still working on it, but I'm guessing about $190,000.
Okay. 190. So, based off of that number, we could probably loan you anywhere from, 19 to upwards of $30,000. Would that be enough for the inventory that you're looking for?
Yeah, I was just kind of looking for about 10 anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Excellent. So it sounds like we could definitely make that available for you. I just had a couple other questions. How would you rate your personal credit? Above average, average, maybe a little bit below?
I'd say it's going to be below average. It's probably right around the 500 mark.
Okay. Still a non-issue. We do deal with credit tiers A through D, so I don't foresee that being a large problem here. Do you have any other business loans out currently?
I do have, like I said, a line of credit. I do have one with OnDeck.
Okay. Where are you at with that? How much do you have left, do you think?
I still have about 9,200 left.
Okay, and the original amount on that was?
Well, I've had to dip back into it, so it was $12,000.
Okay, great. The reason I ask is I'm just gathering this for underwriting so we can get the best picture of the business possible to make an offer that would be beneficial and not create a burden on you, if that makes sense. And then just curious, have you gone to your local bank at all and seen have they gotten any feedback or seen offered any sort of assistance or?
I've gone to them and they're just not interested.
Okay, yeah. It seems
between
not
my FICO score being on the low side and just they're just not willing to really work with me at this point in time.
Okay, no problem. It doesn't seem like they're really willing to work with anybody at this point. most banks are these days, and if they do, they want your firstborn and blood samples and all kinds of other crazy stuff. So,
right.
Just curious. So it's a very simple process to see what we can make available for your business. You've already done the one-page application, so all we would need to look at would be 6 months of your most recent business bank statements just to verify cash flow, the first 2 pages of the most recent tax return to verify the sales from the year previous, and that would be what we need to make you an offer or get you some feedback inside of 24 hours.
Okay. As I said, my tax accountant is working on my 2015. They're not even done yet.
Okay.
But I have my 2014.
Sure. Do you have an extension for that? Because that could work as well.
Extension for my 2015?
Or that, or even if you could produce a profit and loss from the beginning of the year to a year to date. Is that a possibility?
Okay, profit and loss.
Yeah, either or. Basically, the idea is just to verify sales for the business so we can get an idea of what we can make available. But
profit and loss for 2016 or 2015?
If you could do it, I would be. I'll put it in the email, but year to date for 2016. I'll just. I have Susan at Kelson. I can't read that. Where is that?
Well, I know I got your email. That's how I got your phone number. So you had the right email.
Okay, so what I could do is I just send you the list of the other documents that we would require, and then I'll attach my direct dial on there as well, which you already have. And if there's any questions gathering that information, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm here to help.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and actually, I'm going to be heading out of town on vacation tomorrow, and I'll be back next week. I just wanted to make you aware of that in case you had tried to reach out to me and I didn't respond. It was I'm not ignoring you or anything. I will be
Okay.
surfing.
On vacation until Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Oh, and is there an immediate need? If there is, I could get a coworker to start working on your file for you.
Well, the sooner I can do it, the better, because I do have several projects that need to be completed at the end of September, and most of my manufacturers take a good 4 weeks to get stuff to me.
Okay. Yeah, I will. Either one of my managers will take over your file, but I'll shoot you out the email right now of the other documentation we would need and leave them a detailed note of what's going on with your file, and they can take care of it until I get back.
Okay, that sounds
Okay,
good.
great.
All right.
So be expecting that email in about 10 minutes, and then we will go from there, okay?
Okay, and I'm not sure if I'll get everything gathered up tonight or if it'll be first thing in the morning, but I'll get it all done and emailed back to you.
Sounds great, Susan. And it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you today, and I look forward to helping you out.
Sounds great, Zachary. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.